Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Akron police execute unarmed black man in barrage of gunfire. Three dead in shooting at Denmark Mall. And January 6 panel could make multiple criminal referrals of former president. It's Monday, July 4. I'm Anthony Davis. A black man was unarmed when Akron police chased him on foot and killed him in a hail of gunfire. Akron police released a video of the shooting of Jayland Walker, a 25-year-old who was killed on June 27th in a pursuit that had started with an attempted traffic stop. The mayor called the shooting heartbreaking while asking for patience from the community. It's not clear how many shots were fired by the 8 officers involved, but Walker sustained more than 60 wounds. An attorney for Walker's family said officers kept firing even after he was on the ground. Officers attempted to stop Walker's car at about 12:30 a.m. for unspecified traffic and equipment violations, but less than a minute into the pursuit, a sound of a shot was heard from the car, and a Transportation Department camera captured what appeared to be a muzzled flash coming from the vehicle. Walker ran from the car and police chased him for about 10 seconds before officers fired from multiple directions in a burst of shots that lasted 6 or 7 seconds. In a statement shared on Sunday with reporters, the local police union said the officers thought there was an immediate threat of serious harm, and that it believes their actions and the number of shots will be found justified in line with their training and protocols. Police said more than 60 wounds were found on Walker's body, but further investigation is needed to determine exactly how many rounds the officers fired and how many times Walker was hit. The footage released by police ends with the officers' gunfire and doesn't show what happened next. Officers provided aid, and one can be heard saying Walker still had a pulse, but he was later pronounced dead. The chief said an officer firing at someone has to be ready to explain why they did what they did. They need to be able to articulate what specific threats they were facing, and they need to be held to account. A gunman opened fire inside a busy shopping mall in the Danish capital of Copenhagen on Sunday, killing 3 people and critically wounding 3 others, police said. A 22-year-old Danish man was arrested after the shooting, Copenhagen Police Inspector Søren Thomsen told reporters, adding there was no indication that anyone else was involved in the attack. Gun violence is relatively rare in Denmark. Thomsen said it was too early to speculate on the motive for the shooting, which happened in the late afternoon at Fields, one of the biggest shopping malls in Scandinavia, and located on the outskirts of the Danish capital. When the shots rang out, some people hid in shops while others fled in a panicked stampede, according to witnesses. Thomsen said the victims included a man in his 40s and 2 young people, without giving details. Several others were injured, 3 of them critically, he said. Police received the first reports of a shooting at 5:37 p.m. and arrested the suspect 11 minutes later. Thomsen described the suspect as an ethnic Dane, a phrase typically used to describe somebody who is white. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said the Scandinavian country had been hit by a cruel attack. The congressional panel investigating last year's attack on the US Capitol by Donald Trump and his supporters could make multiple referrals to the Justice Department seeking criminal charges against the former president, its vice chair Liz Cheney said. In an interview aired on Sunday, Cheney also said the department does not need to wait for the House of Representatives Select Committee to make a formal recommendation of charges to take action against Trump. Asked whether the committee's hearings had demonstrated that Trump needs to be prosecuted, Cheney said ultimately the Justice Department will decide that. Cheney, one of two Republicans on the bipartisan panel, said that we'll make a decision as a committee about whether to make a formal criminal referral to the Justice Department recommending charges against Trump. The Justice Department doesn't have to wait for the committee to make a criminal referral. There could be more than one criminal referral, Cheney said. Criminal charges have never been brought against a sitting or former U.S. president. Asked what it would mean for the country if the Justice Department brings charges against Trump, Cheney said, "I have a greater concern about what it would mean if people weren't held accountable for what's happened here." Donald Trump has not yet announced whether he will seek the presidency again in 2024, but it seems increasingly likely as a way to avoid prosecution. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
This is Peter.
And this is Tom.
We want to tell you guys a little bit about our podcast. Tom and I met in college, became best friends, and then teachers almost 20 years ago. Sometimes school just does not allow us to elaborate on the topics that we find interesting, like the real shark attacks that inspired the movie Jaws, or the real historical context to Indiana Jones artifacts. Where does cereal come from? Or are zombies real? Does Ben Franklin really deserve to be on a $100 bill? On our podcast, just like in our class, there are no stupid questions.
Just two friends having a lighthearted conversation about history, pop culture, and the context of current events.
Listen to History Teachers Talking Podcast from Evergreen Network, anywhere you get your podcasts.